Tracking Emotions. This is Saratima. Emotions are the engine power of making your thoughts real. If thoughts are the scaffolding, emotions are the material that hangs on to the scaffolding, which builds your entire experience of something. Many times we cannot just release the thought structure itself because we aren't aware what the particular hang-up is. But a thought program can be released by itself if true insight, meaning you as the soul, as pure awareness, becomes aware. If a thought has been fully seen for the falsity or uselessness of itself, then the whole program can be released. But often we actually aren't really completely clear on the emotional level. There are residue of energy that has been congested and, as I said, packed onto that thought program. And although the thought program might fully release, there's still this energy on the emotional body that now is sort of lingering and floating around like a thick, gooey something. Emotions do not clear by themselves once they are really stuck, meaning they're undigested, not made conscious. If it didn't happen in the past when they needed to be made conscious during a situation, then at some point in the future, they have to be made conscious, which means they have to be felt, or at least awareness has to be located within the center of that particular emotional package. Let me just quickly remind again that everything has a center, everything has source, every thought has a center, every emotion has a center, every body has a center, everything has a center, every cell has a center. Wherever we go, there's going to be a point of light, and that is basically your place or your location that we could call source or the core of something. We even talk about the core of an issue. So we can release a thought directly by finding the center of it, but then there's all this emotional stuff that hung on to that thought structure, and that needs to be released as well. If you're able to just allow it to flow through without commenting on it, causing other thoughts to pick up on this emotion, then it will essentially dissipate if you can hold your neutrality. But what we want to do also is, because often the thoughts are unconscious, we don't know what the issue is, but we feel a certain way, so we can use the emotion to track. Now, a few more thoughts about emotions themselves. Remember, life is about becoming conscious, multidimensionally conscious, and that includes also on the emotional level, so that we end up in a very clear way of feeling life, that we're able to respond to life in a feeling way without commenting or holding on to the energies and causing them to become emotions within us. So it's not about avoiding feelings or seeking to only feel something pleasant, but to transform the feeling capacity into an awareness process. Once an emotion is stuffed into the subconscious and the tissues of the body, a physical expression has manifested, and then the emotion is not easily accessible. So in order to release a physical issue, you do well in finding the emotion that gave the disease life in the first place. Emotion is energy in motion. Energy is life. So an emotion gives life to a disease. So we have to redirect the energy towards the core or the self again, and that energy needs to be fully digested. So coming back to tracking, we need to track emotions that are stuck somewhere. So check your overall mood right now. What do you detect? Are you sad, impatient, relaxed, hopeless, dull, maybe a bit hyper, whatever it is? Most of the time, we just allow an emotion to run our day. But if you want to wake up or even simply heal, this laissez-faire attitude must be stopped. So how do we do this? You stop and check. Take a moment and assess your mental emotional state. Then name it. Become conscious. What is it? Be in your core. Center yourself. Ground yourself. Start feeling with full attention the entire emotion. As you are grounded and centered, you're fully feeling the emotion that you detected. Be fully with it. Keep staying neutral and it will dissipate. But often feeling feelings is just not enough because it can take days to unravel and dissolve something. In that case, you go to the next step. You find the polarity of your feeling by feeling the opposite feeling. By feeling the opposite feeling, the one that you like to feel maybe, you just have to bring up the memory of that. Let's say you're sad and you know you'd like to feel happy. So if you're feeling sad and that's the truth right now, you are pulling up happiness. You know you've been happy before. Maybe you've seen other people are happy. And you bring up that energy, that feeling, and you reconcile it in the way we describe it in the triangles. So that's another very powerful and very quick maneuver to reconcile emotional energy. A third way of working with emotions in the body is to communicate with your subconscious. And in that case, you would use muscle testing to do this. If you have a very developed intuition, you can do it just via your intuition. But muscle testing would be a preferable way. So assuming you can muscle test, you may do the following. If not, check the muscle testing MP3 or learn it with someone. Okay, if you have a solid skill in muscle testing, you would find a problem in your body. Let's check. Maybe you're bloated. Maybe you're overweight. Maybe there's an infection somewhere. Whatever issue it is. Several healing modalities exist which use a certain model of tracking to find a release. So the purpose of this MP3 is for you to understand that you can create your own tracking chart, which can be simple or more complex depending on your understanding of anatomy, physiology, and other spiritual and medical principles. But for example, a simple approach could be this. This is just a simple tracking list, you could say. You name your physical issue. Let's say it's bloating. Then you muscle test, you check. If your subconscious is aware of it, okay. If it is, you'll get a yes. Muscle test if you're ready to let it go. Then muscle test if the cause is located in one of the main systems of your body. For example, the organs, hormones, nerves, bones, muscles, detox pathways like lymph, etc., digestion, heart. Let's say the cause is in the digestion. Then you muscle test from the top down where exactly. You know where your mouth is, your esophagus, your stomach. You kind of go through downwards. You might even put your hand on it if you don't know the name of it. Once you found a location, muscle test what emotion is stuck there. Name a few emotions and test. Just say them. Sadness, happiness, bitterness, etc., etc. Then muscle test if it's yours or from your ancestors or the collective or if somebody else, maybe a client you work with. So you track the source of this emotion. Once you get to the source, you might get even an insight, a story, or a belief. Then muscle test if your subconscious is ready to release it. Then release it via rocking back and forth your crown chakra by keeping your upper body stiff and straight and rocking back and forth, hinging from the hip. Just be very relaxed. Stay in your core and just go a little bit forward and back. You put your attention in your third eye. And just keep breathing and just allow yourself to rock back and forth. You can also use the back of your hand and just put it over your crown chakra, palms up to the sky, and just kind of go back and forth over your crown chakra towards the forehead and then towards the back of the head. You can also use a pre-written prayer, which summarizes your will and wish to release the issue back to source. So this would be a very simple way that you would find in any of the great healing modalities as it combines the following components, which is assessment, making conscious through some form of interrogation. Then you track and communicate via a logical, anatomical, or physiological map. Then you make a sovereign decision to release or to hold on to the issue. Then you release and then you check if the issue has released. Now you understand that feeling and awareness need to be married. Or in other words, they need to be experienced at the same time. You can't dwell on an emotion, but you actually have to feel it and be aware of it, and that will release it. So dwelling and siding with the logic of the underlying thoughts will only consolidate and feed the emotion. A therapist or other compassionate neutral witness can lend you awareness that might not you have in the heat of the moment, but this can't be done daily. So increasing and building energy and witnessing power and having a good bank account of good energy is something you can draw on when you are moving through a patch of emotion that is very dynamic and hard to hold center with. As usual, practice and commitment to radically release anything within you will always mobilize the issue, but also the forces of goodwill that will support you through the hard moments. So there is a little list attached to this, a file below, where you can actually just go along with. You can also adapt it and change it to the way you like it and flesh it out so that it works for you. And maybe it begins to morph and change according to what you need or according to your understanding. So you can create your own way of releasing emotions as long as you are considering the truth of how things function, the physiology, the spiritual physiology of the process of how awareness, emotions, and thoughts are all working together. So enjoy, have fun, and thank you.